Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to be on for the next 30 minutes. If you have a question of Mike, by all means, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone, 0 if you have a question. We are collecting email addresses, so if you're not getting email updates, please press 7 so we can get your email address and send you email updates. So again, that's 0 for questions and 7 for email updates. We're going to have a few polls that you can vote in. I think we've got 2 queued up tonight. We should be sharing the results on that. We've got some questions that came in earlier. Nothing's off base on this. Again, these calls go really, really well if you ask questions. So if you've got a question, by all means, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone, 0 if you have a question, and press 7 on the keypad on your phone, 7 if you want to provide us your email address so you can get email updates. So I'm going to say this one or two more times, and then I'm going to hand this call off to Mike, but we want more members to get on the call if we can before I hand it off. So again, welcome everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. We're going to be on for the next half hour. If you have a question, please press 0. That's 0 on the keypad on your phone. A lot of you folks have been on these calls before, and you get to ask the question live, and that's kind of neat. So if you wouldn't mind and you do have a question, press 00 on the keypad on your phone. If you want to provide us your email address, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone, 7 so we can get your email address. So 0 for questions and 7 for email updates. And we do have some folks on the call already. So, Mike, if you wouldn't mind, you can push your opening remarks even up to 4 minutes if you want, and do remind people to press 0 if they have a question. Go ahead and start off if you would, please.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good evening, everybody. It's great to be with you tonight as we do one of our town hall meetings. Just wanted to also let you know that if you do press 0 and to submit a question and your question does not get airtime, the staff will follow up with you later and provide you answers to your question. So all questions will get answered. Just keep that in mind. I'm feeling pretty positive about things lately. We've just completed our first quarter, and I would say that things have stabilized from the steep decline that we were seeing last year. That's really great news. Also, the cost savings that we were able to achieve over the past year have also helped to stabilize our financial condition. And based on where we were last year, this is really fantastic news. And I'm very excited about the way our future looks. And based on what I know today, I don't see that we will be needing to increase rates in 2018. And that's great. It's fantastic news. And I'm beginning to be more hopeful that we may also be able to make it through 2019, assuming we don't have any great decline in sales or have just overall decline like we saw last year. So these are great results. We're also seeing some really good results from our maintenance plan. We've had a lot of sort of spring storms that have come through and caused some outages and stuff on our system. But overall, we've held up pretty well considering what we've been impacted with. And so our 5-year maintenance plan continues to pay great dividends as far as power quality and reliability. So just a few weeks ago, I was in Washington, D.C. I was part of a couple thousand co-op members from across the country that went to D.C. to meet with our elected officials and agency leaders. We worked to support some key legislative issues around continued funding for RUS, which is our primary lender. Also, we worked with some the BLM on some right-of-way clearing on transmission rights-of-way, which is a challenge sometimes to get permission to get in there and get the trees cleared on a federal land where they could fall into the power line. And then we also spent some time talking about incentives for carbon capture technology. And for Wyoming, we have a great opportunity right now to be working on technology for our future use of coal, but also from Wyoming's perspective, CO2 that we could eventually capture out of our coal plants could be a big asset to Wyoming for enhanced oil recovery. So for Wyoming, it's sort of a twofer. Helps our coal industry. It also helps our oil oils development as well. Last week, I was at the Joint Corporations Committee in Laramie. Actually made it to Laramie during the storm, and we discussed issues related to Public Service Commission regulation and other things. It was a very, very helpful meeting. Representative Lynn Holm is a strong advocate of Precorp and Northeast Wyoming, did a great job down there. We had a Wyoming Business Council meeting in Hewlett last week, and that was a great opportunity to have the Wyoming Business Council up here and see things firsthand of what's happening on the ground in Northeast Wyoming. And it's a great thing. It's important for our members to have that sort of exposure. If you're interested in supporting our mining industry, Dry Fork Mine is working on some amendment to its permit for the Dry Fork Mine north of Gillette. There's a public comment period that closes on June 5th, and if you want to go to the website www.isupportdryfork.com, there's more information on how you can support the Dry Fork through this permitting process. Again, that's www.isupportdryfork.com, and would appreciate any support you could give us. Some of our members in Gillette have been hearing news about some annexations of current territory served by Precorp. Just wanted to let everybody know that we've been in discussions with City of Gillette for a little over a year now on our ability to continue to serve those areas should they get annexed for at least 5 years after annexation. So there's really there's no immediate issues from the perspective of having your service changed. Some really good news that's coming down the pike, and this will be my closer, and we'll open it up for questions. Remember, if you have a question, press zero, and they'll get you in the queue. But the board approved a $5.7 million capital credit retirement that was related to a bill credit that we received from Basin in 2015. The source of this bill credit goes back to a legal settlement that Basin experienced. And if you were a member of Precorp from 2004 to 2009, you should be seeing a capital credit check coming in sometime the middle part of June. And if the credit for you is $20 or less, it will actually be showing up on your power bill that you'll actually be receiving the first part of July. This is one of the great things about co-ops is our ability to return funds through the capital credit process, and hope very much that folks find that helpful for them. And if you have any questions on that or anything, you can always call the office and have a conversation with our fantastic member services department, and they'll help you with any questions you have. So those are a quick update on a few things that we've got going on. Just want you to know that all those efforts that we're taking really align with our desire to try to keep our rates as low as possible while providing you the best service quality that we can. And with that, I just would like to take any questions that any folks may have.
And we do have questions in. Again, if you do have a question, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone. 0 if you have a question. Press 7 if you want to provide us your email address for email updates. Anyway, Michael, you're up. Michael, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Michael, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Okay, I live in Sleepy Hollow. And my question and concern is more when you guys change your billing dates, when you reorganize that. My bill is now due on the 1st or even a couple of days before that. I'm fully retired, and I can't pay that bill before the 1st.
Your thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. First of all, I would hope that you have contacted the member services department to at least let them know of your situation. We have a couple of things that we do. We have budget billing, which you can sign up for, which basically allows you to pay the same amount each month, so you don't have a surprise amount coming in, and that helps folks even out those billing payments through the year. You have a predictable amount that you need to pay. And we also have, you can make payment arrangements with our folks if there's for some reason you're going to be late with the payment. So you could probably use both the payment arrangement process and the budget billing to maybe hopefully address the pressure that you're seeing on the current due date.
Thank you so much, Mike. Let's take another caller again. 0 if you have a question. 7 if you want to provide us your email address. We're going to take Wendy. Wendy, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Wendy, where are you from, and what's your question, please? Go ahead.
Gillette, Wyoming.
Welcome.
And I was wondering, hang on a second, I got to pull over because I'm driving to Nebraska. That road that they were talking about putting in, that's going to go by the power plant, Dry Fork out north?
Yes.
When is that going to happen?
Wendy, I don't know. I don't know when that is going to happen. Certainly, we can get your information and reach out to you as follow-up and let you know.
All righty. Well, thank you for that. Let's get up to our first survey question if we can. We got a good one that came up. It goes like this. It's our first survey question of the night. Which issue is most important to you? If it's energy efficiency, press 1. If it's rates, press 2. If it's regulations, press 3. Company involvement, press 4. Outages, press 5. Here goes again. Which issue is the most important to you? Energy efficiency, press 1. Rates, press 2. Regulations, press 3. Community involvement, press 4. Outages, press 5. And again, one more number to press if you want to. If you have a question, press 00 on the keypad on your phone. And 7 for email updates. While you're voting, let's take Laura and get Laura queued up. Laura, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Laura, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Hi there. I live just south of Buffalo off of Trabing Road, and over the last few weeks, it seems like we have had a lot of momentary power outages where it will blink on and off for sometimes just a few seconds, and then we had one period where after a couple blinks, it was out for about 45 minutes. It just seems like in the last few weeks, it's picked up a lot. I was just wondering if you knew what was causing that.
That's a great question, and we have had some pretty, not system-wide, but sort of localized significant bad weather with snow that was building up on the lines and wind that was causing, either when the snow was melting off the lines will tend to jump, or if the winds come in just right, it gets the lines they'll start kind of bouncing up and down with the wind. And that's been a pretty big, pretty big impact, and that we've had over the past few weeks. Hopeful that the weather is going to kind of clear up for us a little bit, and we won't see that. But if you do have, if you continue to experience that even after, you know, the storm that we may have been responding to, if it still seems like you're getting blinking lights or other issues, make sure and call in and to our member services group and let them know. And we can mobilize the crews to go out there and make sure there could be, you know, some resultant damage from the storms that have occurred that we weren't aware of, whether it's with the lines or potentially trees that may be leaning into them or something. So if you continue to see those blinking lights more than you have historically, especially as the weather begins to maybe clear up a little bit, please let us know so we can get things fixed as quick as possible.
Again, if you have a question, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone, 0 if you have a question. Results from the survey we just did, which issue is the most important issue to you? At 66%, it was rates, 11% outages, 10% energy efficiency. Sorry, regulations was 13%. That was actually second. And those are the four that polled. So rates was 66%, regulations 13%, 11% outages, energy efficiency 10%. Your thoughts on those results, Mike?
Well, I think if I was betting, I think that's where I'd have put my money on rates. And especially, you know, as we've talked over the past year with our calls, with the rate increase that we experienced last year, and I've mentioned this at our annual meeting, even since 2015, we've seen our rates all in go up on the average about 20%, and that's a very large number. A lot of that was driven by, you know, our declining sales. We responded, the Precorp team responded by doing a little over $3 million in budget cuts, plus we've taken our workforce down in the past year, about 20 employees down from where we were last year. So we've responded to the best that we could to the financial pressures, and fortunately, I think kind of the next one is reliability, and because of our maintenance plan, while we were seeing, you know, these significant financial difficulties that maybe on the other side of, we were able to keep our system reliability up during that, and I think we'll continue to do that for the future. So I appreciate everybody's concern with that, and I can tell you that not a day goes by where the Precorp team isn't looking at ways to be more efficient with what we do. And I can tell you that with the reduction in employees that we've experienced over the past year, everybody at Precorp is doing lots, keeping very busy, and we're working very hard to make sure that your rates are as low as we could possibly keep them.
A question that came in earlier today from Sarah goes like this. Can you update us on how the efforts are going to find director candidates?
Sure. You know, having elections is a very important part of the co-op model, where, you know, it's democratic member control. One member, one vote is no matter how, if you're a large coal mine or you're a Stockwell customer, everybody has the same voting power in the co-op. Our nominating committee deadline, so we have nominating committees that vet candidates, that they go out and they look for candidates, or candidates call them. Our deadline for the nominating committees is this Friday, and we have four director positions open this year. If for some reason a member is not able to be nominated through the committee process, we also have a nomination by petition, so a member could go out and get 25 signatures of other members to get their name placed on the ballot, and the deadline for that is the middle of July. Keep in mind that if you want to be a director or you know somebody that does, you actually have to be a member of the co-op. You yourself have to be a member of the co-op. You can't be your business cannot just be the member. You actually have to be a residential member purchasing and living in the county of which your directorship would be sought. And I think things are going well with that. I just hope you appreciate the update on the process. And if you have any know folks that are interested in being directors, contact your nominating committee, or you have the petition opportunity to get your name on a ballot.
Diane Press-Zero, she's up next. Diane, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Diane, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Well, this is the first I've heard about the city annexing areas, and we've been extremely satisfied with Precorp, and I don't want that to happen. When is that going to happen, and are we going to have a choice?
Well, I'm certainly probably not as wouldn't have the same knowledge of the details that the cities do, but in Wyoming law, cities that have their own municipality, they can annex and basically serve the area within their own boundaries. And Precorp has been experiencing annexations for a long time with the city of Gillette, and that's just part of their natural growth as they expand. And we certainly, it pains us greatly to lose our members, especially those that are usually when you're around the town, we have dense population. And from Precorp's perspective, we have 28,000 roughly members and 10,000 miles a line, so our density is pretty low. And so when you have packed in people, it really is, really great loads for us to serve. A lot of the areas that the city annexes, there are pre-annexation agreements that a lot of folks have signed, which basically says they sort of agree in advance to take service to the city when and if their area gets annexed. And I think if you live in an area where there's been pre-annexation agreements, then I think I would say that you've probably already agreed to the annexation whenever the city's ready to do it. If you haven't previously signed a pre-annexation agreement, then I think the process of ultimately becoming annexed into the town is much different. And I think I really couldn't speak to that because I don't know how they go about their due process of looking at it. I do know that we started working on a franchise agreement, which is essentially, permission for Precorp to Precorp to continue to serve customers that may get annexed, and this is a very positive outcome for the Precorp members that, you know, remain after somebody were to get annexed, because it helps us maintain the revenues, and from our perspective, especially when we've seen the declining sales, that's very important to us. So I guess I would summarize to say, if there's a pre-annexation agreement, that's already been agreed to. If there's not, then I'm sure the city has a process that they use to determine and make a decision on when and how, when and if to annex certain areas.
This is the last ask. If anybody's got a question, please press 00 on the keypad on your phone. We are going to nearly the top of the hour. Lila's next. Lila, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Lila, thank you so much for joining us. Where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Are you saying Lila?
It's L-I-L-A. Sorry, I mispronounced
your name. Yeah, it's Lila, but I already talked.
Well, you gave your question to the person who typed it up, and now if you want to ask it live, you're more than welcome to do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Since you said there were going to be more money in to give them checks out that you do annually or whatever. Anyway, I was wondering if, since I had taken the buyout or whatever, that when I had to go on by myself for the service, will I be able to get a check from that?
Yep. Yeah, so if the electricity account was just in your husband's name before he passed away, then there's a process where you can actually go to the office and they can take whatever he had, whatever the capital credit total was in that particular account. You should be entitled to get that in a payment. And depending on how much that is, we'll either pay it all at once or we'll pay it over a series of years. That's called estate retirements, and that was if the power was just in his name. If it was a joint account, then that would remain. You would still have the right to that, but there would not be an estate retirement. So, if you already took that estate retirement, you may not see a capital credit check that we'd be writing this year for usage between 2004 and 2009. So, if you've already done the estate retirement, you probably wouldn't see a check or a credit on your bill. But if you haven't, definitely contact the office and make sure that paperwork gets handled and processed.
Let's do our second and final survey question. It goes like this. Do you plan to attend the annual membership meeting August 26th at Upton? If the answer is yes, then press 1. If it's no, press 2. And if you need more information, press 3. So again, the question is, do you plan on attending the annual membership meeting August 26th at Upton? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, or 3, you just need more info. And we appreciate you voting on this one way or the other, so we can kind of get a gauge on this if we can. Now, we are coming to a close on this call pretty quick. If you had a question, whether you press 0 or not, you can leave us a message at the end of this call. But you got to leave us your contact information to get back. If you are leaving a message, leave us your name, phone number, email address, some way so we can respond back to you if you do leave us that voice recording at the end. You've got up to 3 minutes after the end of this call to leave that message. So take us up on that, or the office will get back to you. We appreciate all input, all comments, so take us up on the offer if you wouldn't mind. Mike, if you wouldn't mind, please bring us to the finish line.
Sure. Well, gosh, it seems like the time flies when you're having fun. I really appreciate the time that everybody spends to call in and listen and offer a few questions, and also provide us the opportunity to reconnect with you if you're not able to get your question online. So I really appreciate you taking time out of your evening to join us. Just want to remind everybody that, you know, however it is that you interact with the Precorp team, from the front counter activity to mailing stuff in, to having linemen, you know, that may be working on your property. Just I want you to remember that everybody at Precorp is here to serve you. We're not here to be served by you. So hopefully you'll give us that opportunity to serve you of the best that we can. If you want to discuss anything further or bring items to, you know, our attention, you can do that by calling our toll-free number, 800-442-3630, and talk to one of our member services rep or leave a message at the end of the call, and we'll certainly follow up on that. We understand the importance and the impact of having power costs on everybody. We understand what the rate increases have, you know, has definitely put pressure on folks, and we just want to encourage you to reach out, educate yourselves on our efficiency programs, how you can make it easier to pay your bill using our online services. If you need to put in high-efficiency appliances or other energy-saving stuff, look at our zero-interest loan that we have to help finance that. And those are great services that we offer, and it's, you know, hopefully we can be of service to you as you call in and reach out with any issues or questions that you have. I really look forward to visiting with everybody at our next telephone town hall. That's going to be Wednesday, August 16th at 6:30. It's always a pleasure to be invited into your home. Look forward to seeing you then, and between now and then, if you have any questions or concerns, please call in. And you know, I'm not always available the day that you call, but if you want to talk with me, we'll leave that as a message as well, and I will call you back and we'll have a visit. Thanks a lot, everybody, for your time tonight.